everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 20, the episode that no one thought we would get to.
No one.
No one in their right minds ever. I am your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
And we're not joined by any Scotsman.
No Scotsman.
Yes, congratulations, episode 20. It's very good.
Yeah. Soon be 100.
I tell you, why not? Yeah, be 50. But see, where are we? November, middle of November. So we'll be up to, we're not going to hit 30 by the end of the year. But it's good, man.
Well, unless we start looking at 2 a week.
Yeah, actually, anything's possible, right? I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're doing well just to try to make almost weekly. Almost weekly. Tonight was a close shave. Oh, man, I'm brutalized from this week. I got nothing in the tank, boys. I'm done, but we're here. I'm going to tell you what it was. I was curling just tons. I curled three nights out of the, where are we now? Friday night, Monday night, I had a doubleheader. Didn't get home till past midnight. Wednesday night, late, didn't get home till past midnight. Thursday, late, didn't get home till past midnight. I can't do it. I can't.
Do you go out after curling?
No, like the Monday was a two game, so I had 4 hours on the trot. So a game at 7:30 and a game at 9:30. And it wasn't as bad.
Like 3 hours to get there.
No, it's only around the corner. It's not far. But each game's 2 hours. And then that wasn't too bad. I mean, physically, I'm okay for doing this. But mentally, I can't handle it. I can't handle the late nights. So I had two games Wednesday and Thursday night, both for 9 o'clock games. So you finish at 11 and then you go to the bar with the teams or whatever like that. And then you don't get home till midnight and then you can't sleep because you're wired, because you're all wired.
Too pumped from the curling.
Too pumped from, yeah, man, the pump, the burn.
Bro.
You know what the burn is like, Neil. You have the burn. So I'm just destroyed. I can't handle it. I can't. I just can't. Oh. I don't think I could ever handle it. And what I have discovered anyway, as well, is this being this late is being an ex-drinker, but going back and remembering what God, a lot of hangovers were just lack of sleep. I've realized that now. It wasn't actually that a good percentage of a hangover is actually just lack of sleep, isn't it? Because I feel like I've been drinking tons and I don't drink. So it's brutal.
Well, I've made up for you, Fraser.
Thank you, mate. Yes. You'll be pleased to know that I won almost every game. So that was, in fact, I won every game, all of four. So that's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You won. There you go. Is it not a team sport?
Yeah, our team. All right. Well, it's all good. Yeah. So I've had a busy week. What about you guys?
Well, I had a fun day the other day.
Okay.
I found a couple of iPods in the drawer the other week.
What, like the old style ones? With
no,
the,
it's like a touch, so it looks like an iPhone, but it's like
okay.
just the pod. It's the phone bit. So my daughter's been banging on about it since I found it, sorted it out. What happened was, basically, they got tucked away in the drawer because A, I had one and didn't use it, and B, she locked herself out of her iPod for about 100 years or whatever by putting the wrong fucking pin in.
Well, at that point, don't you just have to basically do a full reset, right?
Yeah, you have to basically connect it to iTunes on your computer, and I'm like, ah, fucking. So when we found them, it was like, I put a code in and it was like, that's the wrong code, try again in 5 minutes. I was like, ah, fuck.
That's it. It gets put
away.
Here
we go again.
Right, yeah, we'll pull that out in about 6 months' time. Maybe we'll just see.
So it got to about an hour, of doing the wrong thing, and I was like, I'll leave it. I put it in, and I went, oh, I think I might know what it was. I know what it is. I put it in. Worked. It's like, cool. So now I've got an iPod. It works.
Except well, it you say really. He's
fucking doesn't
say,
work,
yeah.
Does it? Because it's an iPod. Nothing fucking works anymore.
Yeah, how old is it?
It's a fifth generation iPod.
It doesn't mean
anything. It works in inverted commas because it's fucking turns on and it looks like it should work. But when you go to download an app or anything, first thing I try to do, I don't know how anyone else does it. I've got two iPods, me and my daughter. So I set up a whole Apple family thing ages ago, and it used to piss me off then, because trying to download an app when it did work was on her, my daughter's iPod. I had to put the password in for her account, and as soon as I'd done her password, then I have to put my password in for the family account, and then it wouldn't fucking do anything, so I'd have to do it again twice. And it might actually work and occasionally download an app. It used to fucking drive me absolutely mental, which has convinced me never to buy anything Apple anyway, ever again. I mean, it's all come, all those memories come flooding back this week. As it was like, yeah, A, did all that bollocks again. Try to put download some music, right? So I gifted her, I think what it was, I paid for some music on my Apple account because we're in the family. It's all shared. She could download it to her iPod. Which did years ago and worked, but basically had to do a full reboot of the iPod, so there's nothing on it. And so I was like, oh, once I realised, basically I've got to put some music on it, try and do that. It's like, oh, go into iCloud and do this. Go into fucking iCloud, spend fucking 20 minutes fanning around in iCloud. Go, now you go onto your iCloud and do that. Okay, now I'm going to my fucking iCloud and do all that. And then it still doesn't fucking work. It's like, when I went back to download it to her music, it's like your family owner has to update the payment method because it's out of date. So onto the website, searching around. Oh, I can do it on the website. So I'd updated my payment method on the website. Go back to the iPod, still doesn't fucking work. I'm like, oh, I reckon I spent about 5 fucking hours Wednesday trying to sort this out. Got the music. Started downloading, did about half the music, then it just fucking stopped. Didn't download it. Yeah. It's just like, oh my god. Why do people fucking go on about this great, how great it is? Maybe it's great if you keep on paying them a fucking shitload of money every year, but if you don't update your stuff, it doesn't fucking work. Because what I got fed up with trying to get music on there, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to put Spotify on our iPod. Go to download Spotify. Oh, this requires iOS 12. You're on iOS 9. So basically, nothing fucking works anymore. I was like, what a fucking piece of shit.
I think that's just the natural evil. That's the problem with all these apps and whatever. I mean, your technology is going to become obsolete. And it's always been like that. That's fair enough.
It's fucking really not that obsolete. It's only 4 years old.
Okay, all right. Okay, you're on about 20 SPM swears per minute right now. So I think you're really, really motoring there. We can gauge your feelings.
I've calmed down since Wednesday as well, trust me. You should have heard me Wednesday.
But I'll tell you this, and I've got Apple stuff all over, and I mean, like, I inherited a Samsung tablet from someone about a month ago, and I thought I'd just give it to my daughter. And I had and Humble Bundle did a My Little Pony Humble Bundle, so I got like tons of the comics.
Okay.
And I just kept them. I was like, well, I just resigned myself to the fact that they're not going on any of the iPads. I'm not going to put myself through that hell of trying to get these PDFs onto the iPads through whatever magic I have to. And they're definitely not going to work on mine anyway, because mine's so old ass that nothing, it's the same, right? No apps work, and it hasn't been updated on an iOS. It stopped being supported at 2 years ago. But I get the Samsung tablet, and I plug a USB cable into the Samsung tablet. I plug the USB cable into my PC. It goes, here's the folder. I drag the PDFs over, and that's it. And I'm like,
but you didn't have to download a third-party piece of software.
No, and I'm like, you know what?
Some files.
The most refreshing interaction with a piece of technology I've had for as long as I can remember. Like, there's a lot to be said for Apple, but damn, that closed system sometimes.
I just don't get it. I've been at Android since I went smartphone. I've always had Android. And like I said, the whole iPod situation was like, I am never buying an iPhone. It would just be a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I would go Android for my next tablet for sure. Just for a change.
Yeah, I've got Android, but my little one's got an iPad. And I like the fact that she's got an iPad and it is a closed system and she can't really completely mess it up.
Yeah.
So you can play, you know, play with it for days, whatever. But yeah,
I'm sure it's a wait.
It has been reset a few times, but no, just and the fact that it's so easy to reset and So I think it's Apple stuff is good if you're not tech savvy and you know.
I don't feel like that's the case. To be fair, my experience this week is like this. I can't believe anyone would have sort like the only way they'd have sorted it is just turned off all of the security, and that would have made it easy.
but that's the thing with Apple is, you know, 4 years, 5 years after it's made, it's obsolete, and that's just it. It's just
I don't think that's acceptable, to be fair. Like a 4 year old piece of technology that's basically just
you can spend a grand on
an MP3 player. It should be a lot easier than what happened to me this week trying to get some bloody music on there.
Well, it used to be easy. They used to have those little disc ones, like the ones that you clipped onto your thing. They didn't have much memory in them, but
you had to connect it to a computer probably to get
your music. But you just dragged the MP3s on and they played, and I think people still use them. I think the batteries are going on, but it's so easy to use. But you know, then people are not buying more. And
yes, so let's break the old one to make sure people buy new ones. Basic. Yeah. It's just that's my head in. But I did look at selling these iPods because it got to the point I was like, these are fucking pointless. I bet these are worth nothing. I bet no one will even take them. Well, Game didn't take them. They won't accept them. Right. But that Music Magpie or whatever it is, we're offering £45 each. I was like, bonus. £45 each, which is basically a small paperweight. That's like, so whoever buys this off of them for more than £45 is going to be well pissed off when they realize that nothing actually works on it.
Yeah, that's weird, guys.
So I might do that quickly.
Yeah, get rid of them,
Yeah, now you're just like, you know, can I get something now before I can get nothing, right?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
PS3 has been sitting in a box for about 2 years. So I don't know whether that's worth anything.
So tell us about your DualShock.
I think we talked about it in one of the early episodes where I took it all apart and tried to fix it and didn't have the proper alcohol to clean the stick thing.
I thought I meant drinking alcohol.
Yeah. You said about using vodka phrase. I was like, no way, I'm wasting my vodka on there.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
And I walked through the room, like the lounge the other day. My wife's left out the nail varnish remover. And I was like, wonder what's in this. Had a quick look. Plenty of alcohol in there. I was like, right, I'm going to have that controller up here and have a little dig around that.
How did it taste? Did you
bit tart.
Once you get past the mid-trex, I mean, you have to
mix it with some lemonade. No,
you have to power through that bitter taste. Yeah. But once you get through, there's an end result.
But anyway, yeah. So also, I'd been required to buy some cotton wool bud things. I was like, I'm tooled up. I'm ready to go. I'm going to do that today. So I got my cotton wool bud, dipped it in the thing after I took it all apart. All come out. Filthy, cut the wool bud once I'd finished, put it all back together. First time I put it all back together, forgot to put my sticks in before I put it, screwed it all back together, turned it over. I was like, oh shit, I forgot to put the sticks back on. But so undone it again because I've watched the video so many times, I thought I knew what I was doing, but yeah, forgot to put the sticks back on before I plugged it, closed it all together first time. But yeah, worked, fucking plugged it back in, finally, once it had all charged, and it fucking works. That's our result.
Yeah, that's sweet. Good stuff.
I'll still wear music.
Still wear your man music. Card. Your man card got extended by a few months. You're good.
Hey. You can Music Magpie that one.
Well, I could do. But, yeah, I'll find a use for that.
Go on then. I'm going to keep... Mum's Discovery. I'm going to keep pushing us forward. Right,
okay. Mum's Discovery. I got a text from my brother today. He says to me, does the Xbox One play 360 games? Is the first thing he says to me at 4 o'clock. A bit random out of the blue. I was like, yeah, it's sort of ones that are work set up to. And it says that play some original ones as well. Xbox, that is. And he says, yeah, Mum's found a 360 and an original Xbox under the stairs. Do I want any? I was like, are there any games? He was like, yeah. I was like, and. It's like, so he's found various GTAs, Tiger Woods, Pro Evo, Race Driver, Brian Lara Cricket. And I was like, maybe we'll dig him out and have a look. But I've asked him, has he tried any of it out? Because actually, I'm kind of interested in the original Xbox, because I know you can do stuff with them. Which is not Xboxing. But
What, like a media center? Awesome,
you can do all sorts of cool stuff. That's where Xbox, that's where Cody, wasn't it, first came about. Was that Cody?
Yeah.
It was the Xbox Media Center originally, wasn't it?
From
the
yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Xbox Media Center, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm like, oh. So, they were inclusive. Those things, I remember that.
The original Xboxes.
The original Xbox, weighted yeah. up.
Yeah.
You could have murdered several people with that before it broke. But, yeah. So, I might have some Xbox stories to come up, maybe.
Oh.
Mm. I'm not sure about some of the games. I'll have to wait and see what actual games turn up. Because maybe there's some gems in there. I don't know.
Nah.
So was this your stuff or was this your brother's stuff?
I think
or?
It's my brother's. No, my original Xbox I gave to one of my mates years ago.
Right.
When I bought 360. And so it must have been his old original Xbox. And it's probably a white original 360 as well. Which, like, I'd be surprised if that fucker still works because they were a nightmare. Although it hasn't been turned on for a while, so it might have cooled down enough.
Did you not? Oh, man, I could do a whole show.
Oh,
I
Did
think
you put yours in the oven?
Oh, mate. I never. I can't remember whether I definitely didn't put it in the oven, but I can't remember whether I did the towel trick. I know I went through four or five of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I bought two or three of them.
It got to the point where I was trying to get one of them sorted out that I had to call in my mate who worked for Xbox and just say, mate, I don't know what strings you can pull, but you need to help me on this because it wasn't getting sorted out. And he pulled some sort of strings and somebody got them to replace it. But it was just brutal.
Oh, shocking, isn't it?
Well,
how did they ever survive that?
I don't know. Day, oh, yeah, we could do a whole show on that. That'd be a hilarious talk. I don't want to go, darn, I'm not going to go into it now.
So me,
Dave, you're gonna tell
yeah.
everyone why oh, like consoles are so much better than PCs.
Well, I've had a bit of a nightmare. So this week, I've got a dual screen setup, so I've got one either side, and randomly, one of them turned off, and I was like, "Well, that's weird." Okay, so you know. On off and on again and reboot and still not coming on. I was like, oh, okay, right, do a driver update and seemed to be fine and but still no screen on my right hand side. I was like, oh, what's going on? So, you know, fully unplugged everything and checked all the cables and plugged it back in and still no screen. So, okay, swap the cables over. And after I swapped the cables over, one screen was on and then the other one wasn't. I was like, okay, it must be a port. So basically, I've been fiddling around with cables and swapping around, and what I've discovered is one of my display outputs died. I've got like six or seven different display outputs on my graphics card, and luckily there's another one that I could plug into. But it just randomly one of them died, and I was like, oh, that's odd. Which sort of has alarm bells sort of flashing for me. It's like, it's not going to be long before it's completely dead. So
maybe. I mean, I'm no expert, but my limited electronic, very limited electronic knowledge would say that maybe there's just a component, you know, somewhere in that line for that output that's just failed.
Yeah, so, maybe,
not necessarily something deeper into the card.
You need to get some compressed air in there, mate, and spray it.
Turn it off.
Get a load of dust coming out.
But I am kind of liking the idea of getting a new PC anyway. I'm entertaining the idea.
Do you think now?
A top of the range.
Full new desktop.
Probably a 2060 graphics card with top of the range CPU and yeah.
2060 is a reasonable prices.
They're pretty good.
2060 super now, is it? Is that a super?
Yeah, 2060 super. That's the upgraded from last year.
They reckon new ones might be out next year.
Well, it's the problem. I'm looking around. It's always the problem. Like I kind of actually assigned myself to, I'll get an i9-970, like a proper, like, so I don't have to do anything for a good couple of years.
Yeah.
And now AMD are doing a Threadripper 3.9.
They're crazy money, though.
But they're going to release another one towards Christmas, which is might pull the rest of the prices down. And so it's a continual game of, if I wait a little bit, it's going to either lower the price on this thing or a new thing is going to come out.
But then you haven't got the new thing.
No.
I bought my graphics card before we were supposed to leave the EU the first fucking time because I thought it'd go fucking crazy when that all happened because the prices were all going stupid anyway. Yeah, we still haven't fucking done that, have we? So God knows when that's going to happen. We've released new graphics cards since then.
Yeah, we can watch the PC building space because I think I definitely need to. I need a new PC built this year. Like my daughter's jonesing for one, and I just.
You need a new one. She gets your old one.
I don't know. I mean, I built mine 2 years ago, and it's still going fine. Like, I mean, it doesn't. At no point. I know. Well, this is going to be what's interesting. Like, it's almost what Dave says: is when I come to build a new one, what. The problem is money, really. You know, if the bonus goes well this year, then maybe I'll, you know, then I can go and build a much better one, you know, up top of the line for me and then do a hand-me-down. Or do I just find something that's just gonna be somewhere in an average or reasonable, you know, best bang for buck is probably.
Bang for buck is always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
If you've got enough bucks, then you can get more bang. That's okay.
True.
So that was my next thing I was thinking of. You know, I know Cyber Monday or whatever, Black Friday is coming around.
Black Friday is Friday. You might as well call it Black November. It's fucking like everyone's doing them already.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that. So I'm keeping my eye out for some deals. Because if I can build it myself, if I can get the components and there's some decent deals on some top of the range stuff, which it probably won't be, but I'm going to keep my eye out for stuff.
Honestly, I think it might be if you can get by. I reckon wait a year.
Wait until next year.
Because these whole new consoles with what they're talking about putting in them, if they're going to meet their price points that they need to meet. Then hopefully that means a whole load of the PC components are going to get a lot cheaper that are currently fucking loads.
Yeah, they'll have to ramp up production.
If they're going to ram all this stuff in a 500 quid console that they're talking about, which is currently technology that's costing like a fucking grand at least on PC. So who knows? I've got an old 970 that, as far as I know, still works all right.
Well, that's what I've got. That's what I've got in my at the moment, a 970. So I am actually a bit behind. Still plays games, but not as it's not as nice on my eyes.
You might get low settings on Red Dead 2.
Yeah, if that. Yeah. But yeah, so that was it. And I'm, you know, obviously, we'll see. Also, so. I've also this week, well, actually, and at the end of last episode, I started messing around with If This Then That, which is a handy little tool. I know you had a look at it earlier, Neil. It basically set it up for automation for loads of different things, and because we use Discord and Twitter, I set up a little If This Then That our tweets from at Seal Podcast would be put into our text channel. So instead of having to look on Discord.
I wondered how that happened because I said to you when we came on, I went, "Oh, the tweets are here," and you went, "Yeah, there's." I didn't really pick up on what you said and why they were there. So I've been sitting there, running through the menus, going, "How did I don't remember setting this up? How does this?" So it's you in the background with that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really like you're just touching the surface with what you can do. And I was saying, Neil was saying, you've got Well, you had. It's not quite working at the moment, but your central heating. You had one of these smart central heating things.
And not a major brand though, so obviously it's a right ball ache because they don't all appear on everything else.
But you can set up if it's connected to the internet, you can set it up so that if it was, I think it's Nest or one of the bigger ones, I know you can do this, is you can set up so that it, if your Google Maps detects you're near home, it will switch a heating on. And if you're not, it won't.
Nest is part of Google now, I think, isn't it?
Is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they have been for a while.
That will be relatively easy and straightforward, because it's not made by fucking Apple.
Yeah, but I'm just on it now, and there's triggers that you can set so that you can set your phone up so that if the battery drops below 15%, then it can send you a text or
waste a bit more battery,
or you can set it to your what's it called, Alexa, or what's the other?
Do you know what I want?
Google Home.
Want it so that if my battery drops to below 10%, my house punishes me by putting my center reading on maximum.
Sounds possible,
but it's basically, or it can send you a Facebook message, or send a loved one a Facebook message.
Dave's phone is about to die.
Yeah.
Please take action now.
Or you can just let's like any web enabled device you can set up so that it has a trigger so that if it hits something, let's have a look. Amazon Alexa, what's that
saying? Don't say that too loud.
No. So if it's ordered to play a certain song, you can send it like, I don't know, what's the next one? You can basically turn the heating off or set an alarm on your house.
Like your burglar alarm to go off because your battery's going down tonight.
and it's there's loads to it. And I'm
it does
actually
look pretty cool. I might have to have a little look. I remember some guy, he was using Twitter to use like his house alarm or something. He'd like set up sensors on each window, and if one of his windows opened, it would send him a tweet or something stupid.
Yeah.
So this is similar to that, but I was having it.
Yeah, there's all that. There's it's all Google integrated. There's Home and Nest stuff, loads of Nest stuff. Home Connect washer, so, or Home Connect oven, if you like.
Can I set my kettle to start boiling? Stuff like that.
If it's internet connected, you can. There's loads of stuff, really think if at any point you think, oh, I wish if I got home, like, and my phone knows I'm home, it would turn the heating on, or it would unset the alarm if you've got an alarm set on the internet, or you know, you leave and it automatically sets the alarm if you and your other significant other.
Yeah.
But if you leave your phone at home, then you're knackered. It's only, and somebody will just come in and nick
opens
your
all the doors.
Phone and then, but it is really clever.
It's one of those things, like, if you suddenly have a need for something, then you figure out a way to do it, then that's great. You know,
it's
doing it for the sake of doing it is a dangerous path, but if you have a need for something, like, you know, like every time I come home, first thing I do on a midweek is I put my kettle on, put my oven on to cook my meal for one, so I can finish that up and go cry in my bedroom alone. Then you can set it. Although, if your battery's below 10%, it punishes you by not putting the oven on.
But yeah, so, like, I'm just having a look. Yeah, there's eBay. So if you get eBay alerts, if you use eBay a lot and you don't get the alerts on your phone, you can automatically generate to send an email to not an email account that's not set to your main account, like your work account, say, for example. It's quite big, because to me, I don't actually have my phone on me at work, but I'm always sitting.
One of the things that it said when I looked at the website was Domino's Pizza, obviously, they have an app, and it was linked, right. It was part of the thing, and it was like, it could say, it said, and Hue Lighting is another thing, like the Philips Hue lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet lights. It said you could set it to like pick up notifications for the Domino's app to turn the lights on when the delivery driver was about to fucking turn up. So, yeah. I was like, what the hell?
No, you know what? It's like when the Domino's arrives, depending on what pizza you get different colored lights on in your house. So if it's pepperoni, it's only like red dots all over your
skin. Yeah. So but for me and what are you basically, I've got Twitter but I never use it, and I know you were saying about the Twitter at Seal podcast, and I was like, the only way I'm ever going to see it is if I get those put into, like, you can even get them emailed to you, but for the sake of us, we'll just put it into one of our channels and we can just have them all there.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's like, yeah, it's brilliant, because now we're having the tweets shoved down our throats twice, because I've already read them on my phone, and now I have to wade through Discord where I'm looking at them all again. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
See, I get notifications of when the account tweets, aka Fraser tweets some from the account. Yeah. But if anyone tweets to the account, I wouldn't get a notification on Twitter. So,
right. Unless you're logged in. I've got a phone that refuses to notify me of anything to do with my Twitter. Like,
it's not an iPhone, is it?
Like, on strike.
It's a Huawei. Huawei.
It's probably been blocked by the government.
Probably.
Gee, why don't you just hand over all the UK secrets to China, Dave? Just willingly give them over.
Yeah, China doesn't want to know what I'm looking up on my phone.
Exactly.
I'm sure, I bet you they do. It's very, very, very restrictive over there.
Someone's seen it.
I used to have a Galaxy, like 7 or 8 or something like that, and that used to be all right, but ever since my phone just refuses to show anything to do with Twitter, I'm like, I don't even use it now. So, fuck it.
Yeah, I have to say, mine does occasionally. I'm set up for notifications on several accounts. I'll scroll through Twitter and go, I don't remember that coming up. And then 2 minutes later, it will come up with a notification. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna push us forward because do it. New vape mod and tank, Dave. You got two minutes. 2 minutes to talk about vaping.
2 minutes about vaping. I bought a new mod. It's a Relux Tinker 2 I got for about £50. My old one died. That was another bit of equipment. It's really good, really nice. It looks chunky, and you could probably drop it and it won't break, which happened to my last one. It's a good mod and a good tank, and I'm vaping away happily.
What milligrams are you vaping these days?
It's only like 1.5, 2, like really low.
That's
so,
right.
Like,
I give it up.
I actually dropped it and I thought I could actually not have it now. It'll be fine. I was like, no, I still really like going out for a fag, or not a fag, a vape at work.
Yeah, okay.
And I can't just have the excuse of just going out and standing outside on my phone
stand
for 5 minutes.
In the cold and wet.
Yeah. It sounds silly, but if you're saying I'm going for a fag, like, oh yeah, that's fine. But
everyone else comes with you.
Yeah. I just bought that. It's probably going to be my last one now.
Fair enough.
Good vibe.
Okay. I'm just going to do. We've only got one shout out. I was going to put a thing out saying for people to give us shout outs. We don't get them unless we really sort of say something, and that's fine. But anyway, so last week we missed Matt's, not by much. Yeah. I think we only missed his Matt, friend of the show. I met Matt at EGX. I didn't really know him before. sound as a pound, very nice guy, and now good friend of the show. So he said, in fact, I think we should give him a shout out before. He said here, hi, Fraser, hope you're well. Regarding my comment for Seal podcast the other day, take a look at the, my children here, shit show of an AMA for Stadia on Reddit. And there was an ask me anything on Reddit for Stadia. But he says it's a shit show. I went through it, and I mean, I missed a lot of the bad stuff on it. I just saw the guys ask, you know, I think I read more of a condensed thing, or Reddit pushed all the top comments to the top where the devs or whoever were really answering the questions. And I didn't see anything really out of the ordinary there. So I'm going to let you down a little bit, Matt, there, and not grab the pitchfork, maybe like you're expecting. Although I'm fair, you know, I can always grab a pitchfork. So
I didn't read through too much of that, I've got to be honest. Well, in fact, I didn't go to the Reddit thing. I read that there was a bit of a shit show going down, but I saw was there were people going a bit loopy about you needed a phone to set up the thing in the first place.
Oh,
and I was a bit like, why is this are people really getting upset about that? Because I've bought several Google things in the past, and you always need a phone with the home app on to set all of them up. Mm-hmm. I don't know why anyone would think when you're using basically a fucking Chromecast to do it, everything. And a controller. I don't know why you would think you needed anything other than a phone to sort it out. The Chromecast needed a phone to set up in the first place when I bought one. So people were going like hysterical about that. I was a bit like, why is this a thing? That's just how it works.
Yeah. I honestly can't offer too much opinion on it right now, Matt, so my apologies. I'm not quite going to grab the pitchfork yet. I've seen a lot of people who are quite excited about it. The general impression right now is they're just failing a little bit on the delivery. People aren't too sure of what's going on with this Founders Edition or something like that. I know some of the influencers are getting them right now, and or reviewers are getting them, so there's some unboxing videos. It's happening. I think we just need to wait a little bit longer and see what happens when it actually hits, and will they do any good? Obviously, Xbox have announced that their service is coming, so I think a lot more of us would be more interested in that.
We're definitely dipping into news territory here.
Are we? Okay, so let's come back. Let's come back to that. We're already a good portion of the way through the show. We're already at nearly 40 minutes, and I don't really want to run too late tonight. I, again, my apologies, guys, but I've got to feed my children again. I think that was my excuse last week as well, wasn't it? But it's just the way it works on a Friday night. If my wife's not here and she left me, so there you go. and really after today, she should leave me. I was one of those days. So let's move on to what you've been playing. I'm going to start and just say that I'm going to start on Death Stranding, and just say I'm more interested in this game. Death Stranded.
Is it Stranded or Stranding?
No, it's Death Stranding.
Is it? Sounds wrong.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and I think I'd like this game after some of the stuff I've seen this week. I've started to switch off now. I've heard enough people talking about it that it sounds all right. It sounds weird, but it sounds all right. So I think that's all I'm going to say. It's just like, maybe I'm just getting a little bit lame this week, so I'm putting the pitchfork down.
Desire to like become a UPS delivery driver. Is that like a burning desire of yours or something?
The thing is, Neil, and as funny as that may sound, I've done way more menial things in games.
So you played Red Dead 2 as well.
No, I didn't play that. I don't know is the answer.
I'm intrigued to know what you really think of it if you do play it, to be honest.
I think Fraser should play it because I want to hear it.
As a fanboy.
I've seen lots of GIFs of people dropping shed load of stuff into rivers. I don't know if that's good or bad, or I'm guessing it's bad.
And babies crying about the fact
that things have been dropped. But I don't. The weight of that I don't know, you know, how many hours or minutes or how much work that was.
Sounding stuff in that game, I'm just not sure about the main part of the game sounding particularly cool. be honest. But...
Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that. One of the other things that happened this week was that I went to my library, and anyone who's listened to Game Punchers in the past knows that I was always dipping into the library to get my games, because I have a very good library here that does video games.
When you say library, you mean your state library?
My state library?
Yeah, like government-funded.
Government-funded, like physical location.
Well, it's my town library, yeah. We don't have states here.
Council-founded or whatever.
Yeah, my library, my local library. And anyway, went in there the other day. They had a big picture of Yoshi and Mario and whatever. I'm saying, we now have Switch games. I was like, that is brilliant, because basically Switch games are where it's at, right? You know, it's if I can rent Switch games aren't cheap, right?
You know, games.
No, you can only rent them for a week, and after that, it's like $1 a day fine. So you got to, you know, you've got to
you get a week for nothing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure it is.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And I use them to death for the PS3, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, PS4, and now the Switch. So it's great. But when I went up there and I was like, oh, look, yeah, Switch games. I went up there. There are only two sitting there, right? Obviously, they've been caned. and one of them was, I think it was...
Was it something really bizarre that you've never heard of?
Like first, one games? Of them wasn't. I think it was something like a Street Fighter or something. Like that. It was like, there's no way I'm renting that. That's not going to happen. And the other one was a game called Flipping Death. And I was like, well, I don't know what that is, so I'll take it. And not to put too fine a point on it, I did not get to grips with that game at all. It was very much in the vein of a Double Fine game. Like... Right. Humorous, same sort of like almost animated papercraft sort of things, people talking, dark, deathly humor. So you play this character who gets killed and then she has to go to the netherworld or whatever and start rescuing souls or something like that. I don't know. And then
you got right into it, obviously.
I just wasn't in the mood. I really wasn't. And then it got me thinking, right? You know, it's like, it was probably an okay game. It's like one of those things, right? It wasn't really the game I wanted. I put it in. It wasn't the game I wanted to play. So whatever.
You haven't paid $1 fine, have you?
No, because I went online. I was like, well, I'll check online and see what they do have that's not, you know, that's not there, obviously, because you can reserve stuff. So click, click, click. I reserved all these games. And the next day, Yoshi's Crafted World came in. So they sent me an email and said, Yoshi's Crafted World is here. Come and get it. So I took Flipping Death and threw it back and got Yoshi's Crafted World, which is great, man. That was awesome. So right there was brilliant. You know, it's first party Nintendo, fire it up, it's Yoshi, it's all slick as you like. And I don't know if you guys have played many Yoshi games before, but
I haven't played much Nintendo since my Wii.
Yeah, well, they're cutesy, but the quality of it being a Nintendo first party title is just the quality is just there through and through. And you know, I started playing it, and it's like you're jumping around and you're swallowing these things and you're pooping out eggs and you're throwing them around or whatever, and it's like, this is okay, I guess. Maybe, you know, I'm not falling into this game as quickly as I would like. But then I just spent a little bit more time with it, and it started to ooze the design behind it, you know. Then it started to open itself up, and it was like you do a level and it's like, okay, you've done the level, that's pretty good, and you collected four of the flowers that you're supposed to collect, but there's six or seven flowers that you're supposed to collect, and you didn't get the 20 red coins and you didn't get the 20 hearts. And then so you're like, oh, okay, right, well, I'll go through it and I'll hey, I got the seven flowers, or this is just the first level, I got the seven flowers, okay, that's good. And it comes back and goes, well, you got the seven flowers, but now we're going to flip the whole world upside down, or back to front, right? Because it's all you're playing like in what somebody...
2D, like Mario?
It's 2D, 3D. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a platformer going left to right, but it's three-dimensional at the background, and then you can actually go into the back and out again. Like somebody has crafted the world out of cardboard and stuff like that. And so what happens is then it goes, well, you didn't find the three Poochies. So go in and find the three Poochies around the flipped world. So it puts the camera behind the whole thing that you've just done. And now you're going from it from behind backwards.
Okay.
It's really good. And then you're like, well, you got the three Poochies. That's pretty good. But you didn't get them in 3.5 minutes, did you? You got it. So then you go back and you go do it. And you're so now.
Past the first round.
Well, it's just But at first you're just like, well, I'm just running through it. And then you realize it just keeps, oh yeah. And then you come out of that and you talk to this robot at the side and he goes, well, you got all those, you know, but what I'd really like is a squid. And there's a squid in that level somewhere. And then you go back and you're like looking for this squid, trying to find it or whatever. There's just so much to do that you don't realize. It's just great. You know, it's just really good. If you have that obsessive collecting thing.
You definitely have a thing about these sort of things.
Yeah, yeah, for so sure.
What was the game? The stupid shoot 'em up game that you're constantly going over the same levels with.
Oh,
I started playing it on Xbox. What was that?
Skyforce Reloaded. Yeah. Yeah, I just get into that mindset. I like quite getting into that mindset of just that completion mindset. So it's really good, you know, and it takes, you know, the amiibos are great. We have our Yoshi amiibo, we shove that on there, and suddenly we got like a new costume.
Does that do stuff with the Switch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, old amiibos that you had for ages.
Well, I only tried the Yoshi amiibo that we have. We got other ones we could try, but we haven't.
What did it do then? What did you mean by that?
It gave my Yoshi character a big woolly Yoshi character. So.
Have you got a big woolly
Yoshi outfit? Yeah, yeah. So
totally worth it.
Yeah, so it's really good. So yeah, that was a nice bonus this week.
Can you renew the games from the library? Or just
The problem is they're so popular that I could try and renew it, but probably someone's going to jump in and grab it first, and then you can't. So you got to bring it back. So, but you know what? I could easily do. I could see happening with this. I got another one that I got to pick up this weekend, which is Mario Party. So I'm looking forward to playing that with the kids. And
I'm not sure where I actually bought that in the end. But I've looked at that and thought that would be good for the fam. But,
yeah, good for the family, right?
I'm not sure what to be in it. We've got four Joy-Cons, so we could do it.
Yeah.
Sort of trying to get them all charged, though, isn't it? That's the problem.
I don't know. Maybe.
Have you got proper the Joy-Cons? Have you got four?
I've only got two Joy-Cons and one Pro controller, so somebody's going to have to sit out. But you know, but I'm renting it, right? So I'm getting it for nothing. I can play it for a couple of nights with the kids, and then I can send it back again. And I don't feel like I've been ripped off, or I've, you know, sent $80 of my money to sit on a shelf for after 4 hours worth of play. So,
we've done that.
Yeah. Well, we've all done it with games. So there's, you know, it's great, and it's dragging me to the library, which means I can drag my kids to the library for them to get books. So it's win-win.
Do they actually read the books?
Yeah. Well, Stan and I are.
Are you in a reading challenge?
We're in a rummaging through the graphic novel section right now. So he grabbed a few and I grab a few, and he reads his and I don't read mine. So that's pretty much how it works, right?
I joined up to the, speaking of libraries, I had an audio book through the library. I had the first Game of Thrones book, whatever it was called. It was like ridiculously long. I got about halfway through in the 2 weeks or whatever I was allowed it, and I was just like, I had an email the other day saying book two's available, which means basically once they tell you it's available, it's there and you have to pick it up, and if you don't read it, you lose. I was trying to renew it. It's like, no, you can't renew that. I was like, I didn't even bother starting the second book. I was like, that's just a complete waste of time, because it's the way I can get through it.
Yeah, we didn't finish the first one.
Well, exactly. It was just, well, I knew the first one anyway because I've watched the telly, because the first few series were basically the books, weren't they? But then it went a bit
off. Yeah, it started going off on a tangent, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think I'm just going to give just one more shout out to Yoshi's Crafted World, and just to recognize just how awesome it is to be in that. Like, it looks so nice and the music's so great. You know, when they just do, you know, it's nice to get back to, look, I play a lot of PUBG, right, where it's... jank and problems and bugs and things like that are a part of everyday life, that when you get into something that's so well made. Anyway, that's probably enough of that. You know what I'm talking about, but it's really good.
Did you play Odyssey?
Yeah, man, that's just brilliant.
You finished it.
The thing about Odyssey, and here's the thing that, and actually I was just thinking about that, it's like one of the main things with Odyssey that I remember, which just I found the most amazing thing, is when you get down to like your last half a heart and this starts to go ding, 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 right? Like it's saying you need to pay attention, right? You're about to die. Ding, ding. If you don't do anything for a minute, that just ding just slowly gets a little bit quieter. Like the game knows, okay, we've told him. We've told him. That's all we need to do. We'll just sit in the background now. Be a little tiny ding. It's just so good. And when he goes underwater and the water change and the sound changes to like underwater, oh, it's just awesome. Nintendo, they're so good when they're good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how the hell did Flipping Death get a physical release? That's just shovelware. God, it's unreal. The shovelware on the Switch, too.
The reason they brought cartridges back was to try and cut down on all that shovelware, because I remember the Wii was just full of it, and it was because it was CD, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was cheap, 10 a penny, and it was just crazy amounts of crap on that. But now it's all downloads, isn't it?
I'm not going to talk about
it. When you say, I've never even heard of Yoshi's Crafted World. I was a bit like, I've heard of Yoshi's Woody World, I think. But I don't remember Crafted World. I've never heard anyone talk about that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, look, Neil, I'm going to shove us along to you.
Okay, right.
How much time are we going to give you on Destiny 2?
No, I'm going to be brief. Do not worry. I've put Destiny 2 because it is the game that I have been playing. I'm not going to talk loads about it because everyone knows Destiny 2. But
can I just interrupt you for 1 second? Sorry, because I just remembered something. Can I just give a special shout out to our friend of the show, Pilch, because he did a classic on the Boss Wave, and this is just your Destiny 2 playing just reminded me of this. I don't know if you listened to Boss Wave this week, where he was saying, what did he start? The Outer Worlds, I think he was talking about how he'd started it, and he ended up just going, well, I really didn't have time for it this week. And then he just admitted that he played 37 hours of COD.
Well, 37 hours, I scoff at the 37 hours that he
Yes!
According to Steam, 2 weeks, 94 hours, Destiny 2. I've had a week off work this week, so. I've spent
and the kids have been back at school
playing Destiny 2 in 3 weeks. So, a bit insane amount of gameplay on that at the minute. But I was a bit down on it last Friday because I'd had a bad day getting really depressed about how rubbish I was at. But in the last week, I've picked up about 5 or 6 sort of rare weapons that are all really cool. So, like I said, I ain't stopped playing it.
It's winked at you again, hasn't it? It's gone, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Neil.
Like one of the things I picked up today, this morning, when I was just finishing off a quest called Lunar's Howl. People who play the game may have heard of it. Well, they will have heard of it. But I've been shot by it many times by people who were really good. I finally got that today, thinking, yes, that took absolutely ages and ages and ages to get it. And you know what happens when you get it? Starts a new quest, doesn't it, for a new gun?
Of course it does.
First thing I've got to do is get 300 kills in competitive PvP of the gun that I've just picked up.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not in the mood for that right now. So, we'll move on. So, I'm not going to talk any more about that today. But yeah, I'm still going to play it because there's still shed loads of stuff to do. I played a few games from the Xbox Game Pass on my PC.
Okay.
Started the Outer Worlds last week. It looks amazing, I think, to be honest, from what I've sort of, I don't know, played it for a couple of hours. Graphically, it looks way better than I thought it was going to be honest. Ran a little bit stuttery, but I've only really started the first main mission. I've not really got very far into it at all, but I'm going to go back to that. And looking forward to seeing how that goes. I've heard so much about that game, so I really want to play it.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a point. I'm just worried that I'm going to miss it on Game Pass by the time I get around to it.
But... Oh, that's not going away, I don't think, because it's an Xbox kind of... it's not an Xbox exclusive, but, you know, Obsidian is Xbox now, isn't it? So,
right, okay. Oh, good. Because I do want to play it when I'm just getting... When the mood takes me.
I have noticed that I've had notifications that the games... Because obviously PC Game Pass hasn't been around that long. But there are games leaving soon, it says.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember now. Surge is one of them, but I was a bit on. And Pony Island was one. I can't remember. There was a couple more that are leaving soon. Oh, Football Manager is leaving soon. I didn't fucking play that either. Downloaded that, never played it. What has just hit Game Pass since yesterday, I think, was Pandemic, the board game.
Mm-hmm. I have that on the board game.
Have you? Yeah. Do you know how to play? Because I went in there today and I did not have a clue what was going on. I was like, it was Plague Inc. was the game I played.
Which yeah.
was like a tablet game, which was similar in sort of style. As well, the sort of the main aim of the game is stop the virus killing everyone in the world.
Or yeah.
the bacteria or whatever.
But yeah, we haven't played a lot of it, so like I say,
I didn't really have a clue what was going on in Pandemic. I don't know. It looks like it could be pretty cool.
Pandemic, the board game, is very highly revered as a board game, as being probably one of the best ones around.
It's basically the board game in digital form, as far as I can work it out.
Yeah, right. the hook on Pandemic, which makes it slightly different from a lot of other games, is you're working with the other people, so you're all together. You're not working against each other. It's not like so you're all trying to battle against the virus.
And there's things like burning cards as well, so that you know once you've finished a mission, you actually get rid of some of the cards, so basically you don't play with them anymore.
That's a different version, I think. There's like a continuous version or whatever. There's like a, I can't remember what it's called. There's a specific term, I think. But there's basic Pandemic, and then there's like whatever you're talking about.
Right. Version.
But yeah, it looks kind of like, I don't know.
So is it single player?
It says like there's local co-op and all this sort of stuff. But when I went in it just said like solo play. I was like, so does it basically mean because you're playing all the same as together, you're just like going solo play and everyone takes their turn because it's fixed between like the characters. But the first game, I only had two. I had a scientist and a researcher. And I was a bit like, it doesn't explain to me, whatever was going on. So I really didn't have a clue what's going on, but I know it's a really, like you say, like a well-renowned game as a board game. And I think it's basically just a board game, but in digital form, but I don't really know what I was doing. So
I don't know. Maybe I'll try and check that out and we can offer some sort of feedback on it.
It's on the 360, I think. So it's not a new thing, definitely, but it's new to PC Game Pass. So I might have to have a look, but on some versions, you can play online multiplayer, I believe, but not the one that's on Game Pass PC.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bit of a bummer. There we go. And lastly, another Game Pass game, which has been on there a little while, and it's been around a while. And I think this could be the game that actually gets me to stop playing Destiny 2. It's called Dead Cells. It's really fucking good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I think somebody else...
Rogue-like. Metroidvania, all the mishmash of all of that stuff. It's like, I don't know, 32-bit, I guess, graphically. But, yes, 2D, but, I got into a bloody Guacamele 2, didn't I? Big time, finished that. Dead Cells is that, but roguelike. So you die.
I like a Metroidvania-esque.
Yeah. So you're unlocking abilities, and some of them remain with you when you die, and others like you lose start again. Like you lose all your weapons when you die, but anything you've like grinded to get ability wise and improve wise, you kind of keep. So,
I'd like you to keep on that and make me go back to it, because I think I started it, but I was a bit overwhelmed. I think it was the start of Game Pass, but there was a lot of stuff on Game Pass at the time when that was coming out that I downloaded it, played it for 5 minutes, but didn't give it the time it should have.
Well, I literally played it, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours earlier, and I'm hooked on that. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of want to go back to that, because I was really like, that is my game other than Destiny, that style of game. But at the same time, it's a bit like that, was it Rogue Legacy that I had on the PlayStation?
Yep.
I think it's available pretty much everywhere now. I like that as well, but it gets to a point where I'm just not good enough.
Yeah.
I can't get any further. Excuse me. So at the minute, the combat's really cool. You get loads of... like it reminds me a bit of that Neurovoider game that I was playing. Obviously, it's different, like... that was a twin stick shooter type of thing, but similar style graphically. But that whole getting stuff, unlocking it, and doing different things, and it's Dead Cells is if you die, all the levels change as well and things like that, which is a bit like, I'm not too keen on that because that's the Rogue Legacy thing. But this feels good when you're playing it, and it hasn't got like Rogue, like I say, Rogue Legacy. I get to not particularly far into the game, and it would just be like, oh, I am never getting anywhere in this game. It's just too hard. It's like hundreds of enemies flying at you, and just have to dodge and everything. But you get quite, you got quite a lot of your abilities early in Dead Cells. So I don't know how to beat it, but it looks good. It feels good to play. So I'm going to play a bit more of that in the next week at least and see how far I get. I ain't got very far so far. First level's done a couple of three times, but then the second level, I'm not getting past that.
All right, then. Cool. Cool beans. Dave.
This week, I've been playing The Sims 4. I've actually been playing. I've been playing it with my daughter actually. She's mainly been playing and designing, and I've sort of been sitting in the background helping her out and telling her what to do and stuff. So getting her the concept of actually playing it rather than just creating the characters or creating the house, it's quite fun. Still holds up, still has updates, and there's shed loads of stuff that you can buy for it.
My daughter plays it,
I think we bought one or two things, but not massive things.
There's loads of stuff on there,
isn't there? Yeah, there's tons.
It seems like there's an update every time I boot it up, so that's one of them. Let's have a look. Battlefield 5. I've been jumping into that actually again this week. There's been a few updates. Did I talk about it last week? I can't remember.
We were talking about the whole Pacific thing last week.
Yeah. So every week they do a different kind of progression update. So I jumped on it this week, and basically you have a week of doing a number of tasks to eventually get like an upgrade. I think it's some character skins, but like I didn't actually realize, because I jumped on and was like, I can't continue my progression from the other one, and I got loads of rewards of different things, and it was like, oh, there's another new thing. I didn't actually realize that they had this kind of progression of every week they'll have a different thing that you'd need to do and work towards to get. So yeah, I thought that was quite interesting.
That sounds like my FIFA.
Yeah,
they've got a similar, like my son plays FIFA, they've got different modes. You play certain so much in a week, and at the end of the week you get a reward based on how well you did in the week.
That's it's like that, but it's good. It actually kept on bringing me back, because I played a few games. I've nearly done this one, I might as well play one game, and then like every couple of days, I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll jump back on and see how far I can get." So, yeah, it's good. So apart from that, to be honest, I've mainly been not actually playing, but checking out videos and sort of commentary on a game called Automation Empire, which is out actually on the 20th.
That sounds like something that you would like.
It sounds definitely
a Dave game. That.
So it's Satisfactory, I know I've spoken about that, or Factorio, or it's basically a
space engineers. Is there any coding involved?
It's not coding as such, but it's sort of factory output management and sort of resource management and things like that, where you're getting a resource and you're using it and turning it into different things and outputting it for a dollar value or a kilogram value. It's just one of those games that I'm sort of looked at as like, it's actually quite, it's updated for sort of, it's not, it's 3D, it's kind of like a top-down view, but it's not, it's an isometric view, I think, of it.
It looks a bit like you could swing the camera around all sorts when I watched a video.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's just a video.
No, I think I've watched a few videos on it. It sounds like it's not, well, no, the isometric view is just a one view, isn't it? So it's 3D, but not in how satisfactory it was. Well, I think that was first person. So yeah, but it's yeah, I've been watching quite a few videos on that, and I'll probably be talking about it next week when it comes out. Cause
cool.
I'm going to pick it up, I think.
When's that, Tuesday,
20th? Right, let's call it. 20th Wednesday. I don't know why I said on such a random day.
Bit of a random one.
Yeah. But there we go. So that's it. I've not really been... I was saying to you, Neil, earlier, wasn't I, that with this new job, I'm actually tired at the end of the night rather than with my old job where I was just staying up to like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just playing whatever and then going back to work because it was quite mindless. I'm having to engage my brain in this new job, so I'm getting tired a lot earlier and not playing so much.
I can't claim that in my job that I do that. There we go.
Did I see some news saying Factorio is getting some big release or something? Did you notice that in the news? Did I imagine that? Anybody?
I've not picked up on that.
Let's see. I don't know.
It'd be cool if it does, because Factorio is pretty cool.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I saw something about that. Anyway. Okay. Then that's that. That's that for the what we've been playing. We have some news?
We got some news.
We're going to race from news? Let you guys start the news. I just got to go for a pee break. I'll just, if you want to carry on. Sorry.
I need to go do that. There we go.
No, your news is your section. If you didn't sort that out beforehand, that's on you, mate. Be right back.
Well, we did speak about the first item on the news briefly earlier, Google Stadia. The comment last week, I believe, that was it Matt, he said, made was about they weren't announcing any games that were available and all that sort of stuff. Well, they announced what games were going to come out. Hold on to your seats and everything. 12 games going to be available at launch for Stadia. And I'm not sure if you've heard of any of these before. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I don't think anyone's played that before. Destiny 2. Just Dance 2020. Mortal Kombat 11. Red Dead Redemption 2. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Hang on. That's not the latest one. Oh, hang on. Yeah, that's there as well. Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Samurai Showdown. Thumper. Tomb Raider. Definitive. So three Tomb Raider games.
Yeah.
Some other games I haven't actually heard of. Guilt. GYLT, which is Stadia exclusive, and Kine, I don't know how you say that, K-I-N-E.
Kine, yeah.
Somewhat underwhelming amount of games available. There's some good ones in there, no doubt about it. And when is it? Next week. Holy crap, it's out next week. If you're lucky enough to get yours.
Tuesday the 19th.
Yeah. So that's probably why your game was released on the 20th, they're doing the Clash of Stadia.
Yeah.
And there are going to be, there's another 14 games that have announced by the end of the year. So,
yeah.
Well, I don't know, pick one out of there. I can't. So Ghost Recon was a bit of
Borderlands 3. Borderlands 3 is a big one.
I guess it's probably the biggest one in there that's actually been any good.
Farm Simulator 19. That's
everyone wants that. Final Fantasy 15. That was not really relatively recent, is it? There's like it's weird, like a lot of old games.
Rage 2.
Yeah, which has just hit Game Pass today. I don't know. Yeah. It's relatively cheap to get in on the Google Stadia thing. I don't know if they've not announced any prices yet for any of these games, because obviously you have to buy these games. The only one that's available if you get the subscription thing, whatever it is Destiny 2, as far as I know.
Is it really? Oh, shit. Okay.
So, hopefully it all goes well on Tuesday, if you get your stuff.
I'm sure. Well, it's like any release, you know, it'll be a fucking firestorm on the first day.
Yeah, like, anything that's like online is usually an absolute shit show on the first day.
Yeah.
So when your entire system is based on online, well, probably not going to go that well.
So give it a day or two, and then I'm sure it'll be fine if people are using it.
Multiplayer is going to be interesting on that platform, that's for sure, unless it's cross-platform.
I think this is a really good present for somebody at Christmas, and if they continue to use it, then so be it. But I think it might
work all right by Christmas.
apart from on Christmas Day.
To sort it out.
Anybody that's interested at the moment has probably got access to a machine that can play, or they have already got these games if they're interested in them anyway.
If you're interested in gaming, then most of the games that are coming out at launch have been around a while, it looks like to me. There's nothing like, other than they're exclusive, that you haven't already been able to play elsewhere.
So
hopefully it just goes for their point of view that it gets better as you go time goes on. But
I'm sure as it develops,
we'll find out what's going on relatively soon. Okay, a bit of Death Stranding.
Okay.
Right. Obviously, it was quite well known that there's a lot of famous people in it. Some of them, obviously, main characters, and some of them playing small roles, not necessarily speaking their roles and stuff like that.
Okay.
A particular character in the game, we probably don't know too much about over here, unless you're massively into Japanese media, is a former editor of Famitsu, which is a pretty big, like, gaming magazine.
Yeah, that's the.
It's like the main sort of gaming reviews place in Japan. Right. Well, so the guy who was used to basically run the show over there, he's in the game. And there's some odd, I don't know, have you read this article? There's some odd things he says in the game. Bearing in mind, Famitsu, the thing, gave Death Stranding a review of 40 out of 40. Which has only, what is it, it's given to a small number of games in the past. Two of which were Metal Gear Solid games. and he says something in the game. Oh, yeah, Sam will get in the Hall of Fame. Sam of being the main character that you play as in Death Stranding. And the Hall of Fame is Famitsu's name for the high-scoring reviews. Like games. Over 30 years, 26 games have received top marks from Famitsu. Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Soul Calibur, New Super Mario Bros. Wii and Skyrim, and Metal Gear Solid 4, Peace Walker, and Phantom Pain. So three Metal Gear Solid games, plus Death Stranding, have had top marks. It doesn't probably mean too much for most people over here. It just seemed a bit of a funny thing.
Hey, I'm back. In Japan. I'm back at the perfect time, because I will say that Metal Gear Solid 4 is
a perfect game.
It's a fantastic game. Peace Walker's fantastic. Phantom Pain was fantastic. Perfect games? I don't know. So yeah, maybe something.
I thought Peace Walker is one of the games that probably not that many people have played, but is actually one of the best ones.
Peace Walker's brilliant.
Yeah, I've not really played any. Yeah. I've rarely played, barely played any of them. But that was just an amusing story. So the big thing that's happened this week is Microsoft have had their, well, it's still going on, their X019, I should correctly pronounce it, not X019, obviously. So they had their big thing yesterday, and quite a lot of games were on there, however long it was on for. Hour and a half, was it? I don't know.
I didn't really
watch it. First thing up was Rare. Obviously, most recently have made Sea of Thieves. They've announced a new IP called Everwild. Didn't really know what it was about. Didn't really see too much. There's no gameplay. It's just a bit of a trailer.
Yeah, and
they're saying, we are working on something that's not Sea of Thieves. Could be interesting. We'll see.
Okay.
Life is Strange developer announced their new game called Tell Me Why.
Oh, God.
I'm not really into that. I've never played Life is Strange.
Were you any of you into that Life is Strange? I just didn't get into that teenage angst. Oh, my God. Yeah, photography bullshit.
I'm too old to play that game. That's for people younger. But I've got teenage kids. So I don't need to fucking live it in a video game as well. Fuck. So.
Yay! Let's go. I just want to shoot people.
Exactly. So, if you're into that kind of thing, yeah, fair enough, whatever. It's I don't know. One of the characters clearly was.
No.
What? It was clearly a boy, but he says in the trailer, I was only ever meant to be a little girl or whatever. Her mum was, I don't know, his mum, whatever, was clearly had a few issues. I don't know. There's stuff with her mum, clearly, with a shotgun. God knows where that goes.
I tell you where that goes. All in Duke's inbox. He's going to be all over that.
Looks a bit traumatic, anyway. So, moving on from there, back to the shooters. Halo Master Chief Collection is hitting the Game Pass, and Halo Reach, which is a bit of a fan favourite, I believe. It is launching on the 3rd of December, which is prior, not part of Master Chief Collection. It has been untouched since its 360 launch. So it looks... I can't really remember, I've got to be honest. It's a long time since that game came out.
For Reach?
For Reach, yeah.
Yeah, I played that. I finished that on Legendary. I enjoyed playing that on Legendary a lot.
Any game on Legendary of Halo was mental.
Yeah. They were
that required multiple people, as far as I was concerned. There's no way you're playing that on your own.
I think I did Reach on my own. I think I remember really I found the rocket launcher, ended up saving my day and helped me get through a lot of it. But that's going to be great, man. Halo on PC. I'm looking forward to giving that a shot.
Yeah, I ain't too bothered about the whole mouse and keyboard thing. I know a lot of people are like, ooh, mouse and keyboard, but I love me some Halo. That's why I don't know if I've kind of ever stopped playing games, but I definitely think that Halo is definitely a major thing in my gaming history, like getting me into games and playing them regular. But yeah, it'll be interesting to play that again. I'll definitely play it. I've got Game Pass, so I'll have it anyway. Don't know when the rest of the Master Chief Collection's hitting Game Pass PC, but hopefully not that long.
Cool.
I'm not too sure on the order of these, but Microsoft Flight Simulator was shown at E3. Holy crap.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
That
right?
game looks absolutely amazing. I don't know, the video we're seeing is 4K. I don't know what it's running on.
Yeah, but we're not watching.
Absolutely insane.
But I'm not watching it on 4K and it still looks amazing.
No, exactly.
I think it's going to be one of those things. Like, I don't think I'm ever built to really play a flight simulator. I mean, but you can't help but be intrigued when they're really pushing the boundaries Dave should be all over this, integrating things like Google Maps and all that sort of stuff into it, right? And turning your oven on when you hit 1,000 feet.
When my plane crosses the international boundary for the UK, please turn the kettle on. I'll be home in an hour. yeah, it looks absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when that drops, if that is like the flight simulator of all time.
It's always been the flight simulator, hasn't it?
Well,
but it has, huge.
No, it did drop. It dropped off like 4 or 5 years ago, or it stopped doing major release updates.
But yeah, they haven't had a new one for a while. But there's still, you can still play that game.
You can still play it. Yeah, but no, there's been a few bigger games that have come out more recently than that. But this is now the big one. This is the next step.
And that will be in Game Pass for PC.
Oh yeah,
and Xbox.
Oh sweet.
So everyone who's got Game Pass will be able to play Flight Simulator. Yeah, even if it's for 5 minutes and go, Jesus Christ, that looks mental.
No.
Are we gonna be, if we can all load that up and fly together, that's
good. I'll be the co-pilot. Like, yeah, who's going to be Dolly Bird on the trolley? that'll be Sean anyway.
Sure. He'll be the rowdy passenger on at the back of the plane. And we'll have to
no,
it's some whiskey. Yeah.
We'll turn up for his flight.
What's next? Obsidian, obviously acquired by Microsoft relatively recently, have announced their sort of first Microsoft exclusive game. I believe it's called Grounded, which is where you've clearly been shrunk to the size of like an ant and you're in the back garden. I don't quite know much more than that. It looks pretty good, like graphically. I don't know if it's going to look like that when you play it. Or what are you going to do? You're going to be fighting off bugs and worms and stuff. Could be pretty cool, I guess. But interesting to see where that goes. Okay. Well, we talked about Google Stadia. Well, Microsoft basically just shot the fuckers down big time, didn't they? And said, well, they've got the thing. This is the thing that PlayStation have always had over Xbox, is what Xbox have got over at Google is they've got games. So we've had this xCloud, which is their version of whatever Stadia are doing, in trial for a little while, and there's been a handful of games. Well, there's now 50 games available in xCloud, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff. So we've got 50 extra games, it is. So you've got Brothers, The Tale of Two Sons, Yoku's Island Express, plus things like Devil May Cry 5, Hitman, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Borderlands, The Handsome Collection. And there's obviously going to be all the Microsoft stuff. So Forza Horizon 4, Gears of War Ultimate, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade, Killer Instinct, Ori, Recore. The list is going to just grow, obviously, very quickly, I think. What I've seen people talk about, the little I have seen, to appear about, is it works really well. And another thing that kind of announced was that's just going to become part of Game Pass. So all of the games that are in Game Pass eventually will be in your xCloud, which will run on PC. It's currently on Android. They're talking PC-wise, you'll be able to use Bluetooth controllers, which includes the DualShock 4. Basically, they just want you to subscribe to Game Pass, and that's what they're interested in.
I like what I hear so far.
Yeah, I think it's a very compelling offering that they're providing. So, and like I say, it's only going to get bigger. They did announce it's going to be available in Canada, Fraser. So you can sign up.
Oh, it is. I thought Canada was off. I thought it was
US is current. It's currently US, UK. And one other territory, I think. And Canada is one of the places they're expanding to, among several others that they announced. I can't remember at all. So it was just game after game after game on this thing. Not all of them are Xbox exclusive. In fact, quite a lot of them aren't. But yeah, they just announced. There was just constant game announcements coming out. World premieres that you haven't seen before. Drake Hollow was another one. Came on. Flame in the Flood. I can't remember. That was like a survival type thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got that, I think, somewhere.
Yeah. So that was one of them that kind of got some airtime. There was a shed load of stuff on Idea Xbox, which is their indie games. 50 new games coming to Game Pass.
Sweet.
Some of them have already launched. I have seen Age of Empires 2 is on my Game Pass list for PC. Hearts of Iron 4 is there. Rage 2. And the Talos Principle. And Trax. These five I've appeared on PC over like since yesterday.
Oh, man. The Escapist 2. We just bought that. My friend Pedro. I want to play that.
Yeah, don't buy any games. Basically, do not buy any games because it's all coming to Game Pass.
Are you going to talk about? I need to look to your news before it's about the Final Fantasy stuff.
Final Fantasy from 7, 8, 9, 10 HD, 10.2 HD, 12. So 11, was there an 11? I don't know.
9 is what I'm interested in.
13, 13, 2, 13. Final Fantasy Lightning Returns and Final Fantasy 15. Apparently, 14, Phil Spencer has said, is coming with full crossplay, cross platform play.
Yakuza.
Loads of Yakuza stuff.
They're going to kill it, aren't
Witcher
they?
Witcher 3. There's just so many huge games coming. And there's also, that's not including all of the whatever Xbox stuff, exclusives are. It's just becoming like. With this announcement that you can stream them to your PC through xCloud, eventually all this stuff's all be on there as well. Oh, it's just like anything that's not a PC version on Game Pass, you'll be able to stream to your PC anyway. So it's like just what is the full
this,
price?
Yeah, this
stupid
is
cheap, really.
Yeah. Xbox Game Ultimate is currently £1 for 3 months. As well as the games with the membership, you can bag yourself 1 3-month of EA Access, 3 months of Discord Nitro, and 6 months of Spotify Premium.
That might only be for new subscribers, but I don't know. So yeah, they didn't stop there. Wasteland 3, if you're into the RPG, original Fallout style.
Mm.
Obviously with modern technology. That looks pretty amazing if you're into that. What's it called? Planet Coaster was coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Was shown on there. Minecraft Dungeons, I think, is probably an Xbox. Is that an Xbox exclusive? That's coming out April next year.
It won't be overall, but.
But that looks pretty. If you're like, that's like, do you remember Gauntlet? It looked a bit like that.
They showed that, didn't they, at E3?
Yeah. It looks. It was
like a dungeon crawler, wasn't it? Yeah. It was like Diablo or something like that.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah,
look pretty cool. But in a Minecraft style, two isometric view. The Jurassic World Evolution, which is like you create your own like dinosaur park, which was somewhat unofficial, has been getting an original Jurassic Park expansion with official like Jurassic Park stuff. That looks, if you're into that kind of stuff, pretty cool. I don't know. There was, like I said, there was just tons and tons and tons of stuff. It didn't seem to stop of game announcements and stuff that I'd not seen before. But
sweet.
Like I say, not all of it exclusive to Xbox, just loads and loads of games. So the next 12 months looks like, God knows, it's like, not that we haven't got enough to fucking play already. There's just a shitload more stuff coming out. Okay, and speaking of Xbox, it's the original Xbox. And Halo Combat Evolved was 18 years old today. Came out 18 years ago.
Great. Can I just be that guy?
Go on.
Come and tell me that when it's 20. 18, I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's old enough to drink. and whatever over here.
I don't know. It's just when
it just happened to be today. It was just
because. Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Stop being a grumpy old bastard, Fraser.
Yeah. But, you know.
I'm starving. I got to go get some food.
Okay. Right, well, last thing on here. It was the Golden Joysticks today. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realise I was still going.
Yeah, it's like, it used to be on a different website, I think, but it's on this other website now. But they had their thing this afternoon, I believe. One thing that was a bit in. So there's, how many awards? 20-ish?
Yeah, 20-ish, yeah.
So there's probably nothing particularly surprising, I don't think, in any most games. Esports Game of the Year, Fortnite.
Me.
Best indie game, Outer Worlds. Best visual design, Devil May Cry 5. Mm.
Yeah, good for Outer Wilds. Oh, yeah,
Outer Wilds. Yeah.
That was Dave like that. I don't
know. I like that. Yeah.
Days Gone, best storytelling. Not really.
Couple of awards for Resident Evil 2.
Right. Resident Evil 2 got Ultimate Game or something. Ultimate Game of the Year, Resident Evil 2. Right, the one that really I'm a bit dubious of all of them, best game expansion, GTA Online Diamond Casino update. In the current climate of fucking gambling being a problem in video games, they
well
give best game expansion to a fucking casino in a video
well
game.
Done.
Jesus
well done for keeping your finger on the pulse. Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, could you have picked a fucking worse expansion? Like, I'm not a Monster Hunter fan, but that looked pretty mental, the expansion that came. There was about 10 games they showed the expansions for, and I was like, and you picked a fucking casino out of all of those? Jesus Christ. Tone deaf.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, Studio of the Year, Epic Games.
Yeah, fair enough.
Purely for Fortnite. PlayStation Game of the Year, Days Gone. Xbox Game of the Year, Gears 5. Nintendo, Super Smash Bros. And the Ultimate Game of the Year, Resident Evil 2. Yu Suzuki got a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is kind of cool, because I'm sure he's the guy that did Sega Rally and all that.
Hang on, it's not even the end of the year yet. Why are they announcing all this, like, in the middle of November?
It's pretty much the end. Nothing's coming out now, is it? Everything's out now. Everything that matters.
I like my games of the year like develop like over Christmas, like so I have a nice break. I can, you know, like before the end of the year, like sort of get all that over and done with, and then 2020 start a new year, not in the middle of November. I'm still buying new games. Fair or enough. Planning to buy.
Anyway, Dave, you can put your pitchfork actually is wielded well, I think, because outstanding contribution was given to Life is Strange. Like, did that game come out 5 years ago?
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Can't be far off. I mean,
is it Life is Strange 2? But like, that's still coming out. Possibly.
That game came out at the start of 2015. That is nearly 5 years.
Yeah, if you're talking Game of Year 2019 already, then yeah, 2020 might as well be, isn't it?
All right. Can we call it there?
Definitely, because I'm busted.
All right, then. Just before I go, did you like my arcade sounds at the start of the last one?
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. That was good.
Yeah,
I thought it went on probably about 10 seconds too long, but it was all right.
I can't criticise you for that. I could be accused of going on for a lot more than 10 seconds too long.
All right, we'll see if I can find something to throw at the start of this one. I'm getting back into the editing thing of crafting something now.
You're not going to put Into the Business Sky on there, then?
Maybe no, that can't go at the start. Maybe we'll throw that in. We'll see. I really did enjoy that. Maybe. Well, yeah. Maybe that might get adopted at some point. All right, I've got to go. I've got to get going. If I don't feed my children, police will come. Or I'm gonna feed them at least before my wife turns up.
That's definitely better do it before she turns up.
Thank you so much for listening. 20 episodes is great. If you've been here for all of them, we appreciate it. If you haven't been here for all of them, then that's still great as well. Don't worry. Dave, Neil, thanks very much, guys. It's fun as usual. I'm glad we knocked out a show tonight. Thank you for pulling me up by my bootstraps, particularly you, Neil. You do it almost every Friday. Right, thank you. Get on your feet, soldier. I've got to run.
I'll find an amusing video for you next week. So like,
Yeah. You had me laughing, which helps. good. Okay. Well, until next time then, thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. Cheers, guys.
See you soon.
Boy.
Yeah. Hello, Rooney. Thought you might like to get familiar with my new LinkedIn biography connection gate, profiling my persona incredibilis. It gets to my essence without filler and brings you in deep to my UK persona and life sphere. I'm hoping to become an influencer, you know, like Deepak Chopra. So here go. Starts, of course, with a professional headshot next to the Aldi TT. Eastern European skinny jeans by Pepe. White Egyptian cotton shirt from the TJ and the Mac. Grey specs in right hand. Artisan Campachuchu in the other. Yo. Didn't quite reach the bridge there. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. You'll feel like making love. making love in a Turkish phone booth. Love in a Turkish phone booth. If a picture says 1,000 words, this snap fills 1,000 bottles with Spirit Brothers tears. Name Barry, status homeowner, base physical, the UK. Base spiritual, India. Employment, real estate, hairstyler, young Imran Khan. Sexual orientation, north to south via the pleasure dome. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky, and you'll feel like you're making love. Making love in the Spanish Yacht Club. Love in the Spanish Yacht Club. I head to my office in the TT, returning admiring glances with a wink and an inspirational pucker of my lips. My personal electro assistant Alexa begins outlining my priority agenda. Meetings, activities, nourishment requirements, all spoken at breakneck speed, because if Alexa loses a single business second, I'll break Alexa's fucking neck. That's just the lawfuls. I'm a pussycat, and I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love to a Spaniard in the Spanish galleon. Barry, sea homeowner.
You enjoyed that a lot, didn't you?
Yeah,
you're really getting into that.